Block for He's So Worth It Ministries, October 2nd, 2019. The Abundant Life, Meaning, Reaping, and Keeping, Part 1. Last week, we dug a little deeper into the meaning of Jesus' promise, I came to give you life more abundantly. I hope you did a little of your own study, or at least meditating on John 10:10 and its context. If we want this full life, we need to know Jesus' meaning of the abundant life. Our perception is often different from God's. This is what I used to think the abundant life meant. No more pain, sorrow, suffering, perfect health, getting all I desired, always feeling joy and peace. No one would ever sin against me. No more relational problems. Peace in my home, work, church, and with extended family members. The evil in this world wouldn't touch me. This is what I now believe the abundant life means. Having true joy even in the midst of suffering. Enjoying sweet fellowship in an ever-increasing manner with my Savior. Knowing that I am pleasing God and in right standing with Him. Knowing that I am fully forgiven of all my sins and being able to forgive others. An increasing sense of God's presence and all of who He is. Experiencing the power of God in and through my life. Seeing answered prayers, mine and others. Being able to recognize God's handiwork and intervention. Enjoying all that life has to offer without it interfering with my relationship with God. That is, that nothing would come before my Lord. Being able to say no to temptation. Freedom from the bondage of my emotions, especially worthlessness, fear, and inadequacy. Knowing that all my needs are met, especially that I am loved and cherished. Having my soul and peace at rest no matter the circumstances, knowing God's got this under His control. Being able to relax and not get so stressed out when I have so much to do. The ability to face problems instead of avoiding them, responding in a godly way to all of life's circumstances. Knowing justice will be done. Having wisdom and discernment to make right decisions. Knowing that God is protecting me from Satan, others, and myself. Knowing that my life is significant, that I have a purpose in making an eternal impact for God's kingdom. Having a sense of belonging to God and to His family. Having a hope that is an anchor for my soul, firm and secure. Living life with excitement and great anticipation of what God will do next. Knowing there will be great rewards ahead, that all the effort and cost will be worth it. A sense of well-being, completeness, and wholeness. I know, it's a long list, and I even shortened it significantly. But I think it is good to get specific and not just think in vague generalities. I certainly have not attained all that Jesus promised, but I am in an ever-increasing manner, provided I strive to live God's way. Next time, I will discuss how to attain it. In a nutshell, the abundant life meaning is joy despite suffering, pain, and sorrow, peace in the middle of turmoil, love in the midst of hate, forgiveness despite wrongdoing, security in the face of the unknown, confidence in the face of inadequacy, quietness of heart in the busyness of life, living on a higher plane, above our circumstances, not under them, being content despite apparent lack, oneness with God. It's having a sense of well-being and wholeness, knowing all our needs, spiritual and physical, are being or will be met, no matter the circumstances. 1 Timothy 1:14 says, "The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Until next time, my friends, meditate on these wonderful truths and start right now to experience His abundance. Click on the link in the text for more Abundant Life scriptures in the event that I have awakened your appetite.